there are things certainly you need to simplify for gameplay. You know, my job can be pretty complicated at times, but I really do think that the game covers most of the big issues that condors are facing. You know, they're very, very low numbers. You know, the program in the real world needed to up the numbers, and so you do that in the game with a captive breeding program. And then once out in the wild, you need to keep condors alive and help them with their reproduction. And those are both aspects of the game that you get to do. So in terms of a tool for teaching someone endangered species recovery, I think it's going to be really powerful. So the story of the California condor is actually really, really incredible. You know, you're talking about the largest bird in North America. It's got about a 10-foot wingspan. So really unlike many other birds out there in the wild. Also one of the most endangered birds on the planet. At one time in the early 1980s, their numbers were down to only 22 individual condors. And so the Fish and Wildlife Service and many other partners, you know, kind of took on this effort to recover the species. And we've brought that number from 22 up to about 475 condors. A little more than half of those are in the wild now. This recovery effort can be seen in kind of four phases. There was the rescue effort, the period of time where the population was really facing extinction. It was on the brink. So we needed to rescue those birds to bring them back. Then there was the captive breeding effort. So we brought that remaining population into captivity to breed them. After that, we needed to reintroduce them. So it's taking those captive birds and teaching them how to be wild birds once again. And now we're kind of in that final stage of recovery where we're trying to achieve a self-sustaining population. We've got wild populations, and now we need to get them to a point where they can rely on their own. So the goal of Condor Country is really to connect people with the outside world. So as a parent myself, I've got a 10-year-old, and I'm constantly, you know, trying to balance his time between, you know, playing games and other apps and spending screen time with getting out and seeing the outside world. And Condor Country, I think, is a really unique tool in that through the screen time, it opens my son's curiosity with what's happening around them. In this case, with California condors and the plight that they face and how we're bringing them back into the wild, our hope is really that the game will tell a story about condors